In this week's parasha, we find that Yehuda goes into Arvus to be able to take Binyamin down to Mitzrayim. And when later on, when the story continues on with Yosef and Binyamin, so Yehuda stresses the fact that he's an Orev. And continuing the parashas of Vayigash, the Nekud of Arvus is stressed very much. And the Rebbe Meir Bloch Tzitzal raises the question, the pain that Yaakovin was going to feel for the loss of Binyamin is overwhelming. And Yehuda feels that pain. There's no question Yehuda was aware of the pain and feels the pain, and that was what he was worried about. So why was there a need for Arvus? So we would say because Yaakov wanted to be convinced, but the question is, why would Yaakov only feel convinced when there's a situation of Arvus? Without the situation of Arvus, he wouldn't have that same feeling. So that is the question which he tells on. He says, as you see from here, this concept, which is an important concept in Yiddishkeit, is this idea of that if a person wants to make sure that he does mitzvahs properly, you have to take upon yourself different approaches. You can't just rely on the fact that you're going to be strong and everything's going to work out. Person makes kabbalas upon themselves. Person prevents themselves from being in different situations. Person recognizes that there are weaknesses. Even now, I'm very convinced and I'm very adamant that everything will be fine. But it's eventually going to be that clarity and that conviction won't necessarily be there. And a person makes kabbalas upon themselves. The Vilna Gaon says that the person. He talks about a person has Yerushalayim. He says Yerushalayim is the fact that a person makes kabbalas upon themselves. That's expressed by the element of Yerushalayim. The person of Yerushalayim is expressed by the recognition of a person's weaknesses, and that he needs help. So instead of thinking about that it's the opposite being true. If I really would have Yerushalayim, I wouldn't need these kabbalas because I'd be such a clarity and such a strength. I wouldn't need any other type of outside help. Which is how we might think mistakenly, but rather that the opposite is true, because the person recognizes that we don't have the clarity, and he uses other types of eitzes to get into that situation. And that's the pasuk b'tachbulo is taseh l'chom l'chom. Through different types of subterfuges and plans, and will you wage the war against the Yetzer Hara? And there's nothing wrong with that, but that's the strength of the person, is to recognize that he needs that and put him up and give that to himself. And that is much more a true recognition of the person's reality. Okay, have a good Shabbos.